Us since 2002. Hi, my name is Barry Sterner, owner of Townstone Financial. Let's hear about the Townstone experience from one of our customers.
Looking towards the future, like, you know, I experienced this. We were done, we had the mortgage, and then a few months ago, you called me up, you're like, hey, rates just took a drop this morning. I don't know how long they're going to last. If you want, we can actually get your rate down from 4.125 to 3.625 with zero closing costs. He's like, it's basically free money. So, like, that is superior service. That's fact that you can't compete with Townstone.
Remember, nobody values your business more than Townstone Financial, and I'm always available to answer your questions. Call me now at 312-896-2110. That's 312-896-2110. Or go to townstone.com. That's TOWNSTONE.com.
Townstone Financial is licensed in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida. NMLS 136639. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Equal housing lender.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back Monday morning at 1 a.m. Movie reviews, my dad's joke, and much more. Stay tuned now for the opening bell. Have a great weekend. The Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. WGN News Time is 5 o'clock. The news is sponsored by Prestige Exotics Rentals, and here is Vic Vaughn.
Thanks, Nick. Good morning. It's mostly cloudy, 56 degrees at O'Hare. Congressman Bobby Rush of Illinois' 1st District held a meeting last night for residents who say they're worried a serial killer may be at work on Chicago's south and west sides. 51 killings of women there remain unsolved. Many worked in the sex trade. Thomas Hargrove is with the Murder Accountability Project, a nonprofit that investigates serial killers. He spoke with Channel 9.
A large number of unsolved murders of a similar type are often an indicator of serial murder. When we delved into these cases, it became increasingly clear to us that these are not a coincidence.
At the meeting was at Northeastern Illinois University's Carruthers Center on Oakwood Boulevard. The Chicago Chief of Chicago Police Chief of Detectives was there. As she says, a team of 10 homicide detectives has been assigned to the case. The Roman Catholic Bishop in Springfield has banned leaders of the Illinois General Assembly from receiving communion. The reason, the lawmakers' involvement in passing abortion legislation last week. The orders from Bishop Thomas John Paprocki bars House Speaker Mike Madigan and Senate President Cullerton, both Catholics, from receiving communion in local churches there in Springfield. Cullerton's spokesman released a statement saying he's never seen Cullerton attend a church in Springfield. The new state budget that Governor Pritzker signed into law will send more money to the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. Representative Greg Harris, Democrat of Chicago.
We've all seen the terrible stories coming out of DCFS, and it was a number one priority of all of us to give the resources to protect the children of Illinois. $130 million goes into DCFS this year.
DCFS hasn't seen a budget bump that high in several years. The U.S. government releases its jobs report on last month later this morning, 7:30 Central. Trade talks resume later this morning at the White House. Day three with officials from Mexico. Yesterday's talks ended without agreement. Back locally, Thursday's CTA train derailment still under investigation this morning. Officials said still trying to piece together the events that led to a Green Line train leaving the tracks in the city's Bronzeville neighborhood. Happened just before 11 yesterday morning near 47th. Didn't fall from the elevated tracks, and fire officials say they don't believe it was at any time in danger of doing so. It did, however, injure 7 people. They were treated at area hospitals. We'll check WGN Sports now. Good morning, Dave Ennett.
Thank you, Vic. Good morning. Craig Kimbrell may be on his way, but the bullpen wasn't really the problem for the Cubs in their finale against Colorado. It was rookie pitcher Peter Lambert in his big league debut, combining with 2 relievers on a 5-hitter as the Rockies salvaged one from the Cubs. 3-1, the Cubs with their only run of the 6th when Chris Bryant doubled and Javier Baez drove him home, but not enough to get Jose Quintana off the hook. Cubs drop back into a first-place tie with the Brewers, and here come the Cardinals, who swept the Cubs in St. Louis last weekend, but were swept at Wrigley last month. The White Sox swept the Royals last week. Another chance beginning tonight, this time in KC. Sox are 6-3 so far against the Royals. Ivan Nova pitches against Homer Bailey tonight here on WGN at 6:40. The St. Louis Blues have the Stanley Cup in their grasp after winning the critical tie-breaking Game 5 in Boston, 2-1. Blues led 1-0 after 2 periods, took a 2-0 lead on a goal from David Perron midway through the third, and held on for the 2-1 win. They can close it out in St. Louis Sunday. The Chicago Wolves are down 3-1 to Charlotte in the AHL Calder Cup Finals after losing at home 5-3. The NBA Finals resume tonight. The Bears begin their 100th anniversary weekend tonight in Rosemont, and the Eagles sign quarterback Carson Wentz to a four-year extension through 2024 worth $128 million. On the home of the Blackhawks, the Northwestern Wildcats, White Sox baseball, Dave Edding, WGN Sports.
You know that section of the bookstore featuring employees' top picks?
With little cards and handwritten reviews?
Well, if we had that section at Penny Mustard, it would only feature the Dane bedroom.
My card would say smoking hot. You'll feel more sophisticated just for having the Dane bedroom in your home.
My review would read, the perfect balance of iron and wood with a smoky sandstone finish makes the Dane bedroom stand out from the rest.
And mine would say, I find this beautifully written tale to be both haunting and rollicking, gritty yet sensitive, crackling with pitch-perfect phrasing, a triumph. I only wish it had more pictures.
Anyway, the Dane bedroom's clean, crisp lines fit any decor.
And it's backed by our 287-year warranty.
Another sophisticated masterpiece from Penny Mustard.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the movie adaptation.
The Dane bedroom with queen bed, 8-drawer dresser, mirror, and 3-drawer nightstand. Starting at $53.13 at Penny Mustard.
6 locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
Better versions of what people want.
Penny Mustard,
if you need employees who are ready for a career, not just a job, partner with the Harper College Apprenticeship Program. Improve your strategy for hiring difficult-to-fill positions and lower recruiting costs. Create a high-quality talent pipeline that positions your company for future growth. Talk with them to learn why companies like Rexnord Aerospace, HydroForce, and Crawford Insurance partner with the Harper College Apprenticeship Program. Visit harpercollege.edu/apprenticeships to learn more.
Spring's the best time for your annual chimney cleaning and inspection. Hire Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace to clean up your dirty, smelly fireplace. Mention WGN for $100 off. CleanFireplace.com.
If it's time for your business to move to a locally owned business bank, call Signature Bank. At Signature Bank, you'll work with decision makers who understand your business and deliver on their promises. The founders, Mick O'Rourke, Kevin Vestuga, and Brian Duncan, own and operate Signature Bank with a hands-on, personalized approach. American banker named Signature Bank one of America's best banks to work for. Turn your business vision into reality. Call 773-467-5600 or visit signaturebank.bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your Money on WGN, sponsored by Prestige Exotics Rentals. And we've been watching mostly higher global trading during these overnight hours. Bit mixed in Asia, Tokyo and Nikkei managed modest gains. Shanghai dropped in what, more than 1% overnight. But higher trading so far this morning across the Eurozone. U.S. futures point to modest opening gains as well. Steve Grzanich covers the numbers next on the opening bell. WGN traffic. Good morning, Mary Vandeville.
And good morning. Traffic is sponsored by Credit Karma. No big delays on any of the roads, but we do have an accident on the outbound side of the Ryan at 83rd. Three left lanes are blocked with that, and some road work continuing on 57 outbound at 167th until 6 in Lake County, Indiana. An accident at Klein and Gary. Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now. Credit Karma, here's to progress. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeville, WGN Traffic Central.
And the WGN forecast, meteorologist Tim McGill.
Some patchy fog for us this morning for Lake and Porter County, Indiana. Could get thicker this morning. We got a patchy dense fog advisory in effect until 9 o'clock there. Otherwise, we'll see mostly sunny skies once the fog and low clouds lift this morning. Plenty of sunshine this afternoon, mild, a high around 78, 66 along the lakefront. Tonight, mainly clear, cool down to 58. Could see some patchy fog tonight, too. Mostly sunny, a couple degrees warmer tomorrow, 80 for the high, 68 degrees lakeside. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers, especially early, high of 76. It'll be cooler lakeside all the way through Tuesday next week. Shower possible early Monday. Most of the day, just partly cloudy, 72. Mostly sunny and 78 on Tuesday. I'm Tim McGill from the WGN Weather Center.
Thanks, Tim. So some fog, then sunshine. Right now, it's mostly cloudy, 56 degrees at O'Hare. It's 55 at the lakefront. I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Ford's big European restructuring has hit Britain. The automaker says it is shutting an engine factory in Bridgend, Wales. That puts about 1,700 jobs at risk. The company has been making engines at the plant for almost 40 years. Ford is making cuts across Europe in a bid to stem losses in the region.
In what's fast becoming a global trend, India became the latest country to lower interest rates on Thursday. The central bank made a 25 basis points reduction and turned its policy stance from neutral to accommodative. Policymakers said the cut, its third since February, was based on a slowdown in investment.
Google, Facebook, Apple, and Amazon, four massive tech companies now coming under escalating scrutiny by U.S. regulators and lawmakers in Congress. Investigators are digging into whether they might be violating American antitrust laws by stifling competition in the marketplace. From oil giants to phone companies, trust busting is a time-honored tradition in Washington. But as legal affairs reporter Jan Wolf explains, the new bipartisan drive to rein in the tech titans may call for a sweeping reinterpretation of antitrust rules for the digital age.
WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today is Friday. It's June the 7th, and it's 5:11 in the morning. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of The Opening Bell, another business day getting underway. It's a full program this morning. We have our regulars with us today, including Paul Nolte from Kingsview Asset Management in Chicago. Paul and I are going to talk about some of the economic reports from this week, some of the data that we've seen, the jobs report is today, interest rates, and we'll bring in Paul momentarily this morning. First segment, a little bit later on, Brian Summers will be here from Skift.com. Brian is the aviation business editor at Skift, and we'll talk a little bit about some airline news, including an update on the 737 and 737 MAX. That'll be at about 5:38 this morning. Of course, we'll also keep you posted on the latest news, weather, sports, and traffic coming up this hour. So stay with us here on 720 WGN. We begin, though, this morning with the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk. The opening bell rings this morning after a stock staged a rally yesterday over an optimistic report about proposed tariffs. Bloomberg News reported that the U.S. is considering delaying the tariffs on Mexico. The Dow Jones finished the day up nearly 181 points. The NASDAQ rose 40 points. The S&P gained 17. This morning, as we look at the futures market, it is positive. It looks like we might have an opening in the green this morning with Dow futures up 70 points. NASDAQ and S&P futures are up from 0.25% to nearly 1/3. Around the globe, in Asia, markets are generally higher. In Japan, the Nikkei finishing up more than 0.5%, 110 points. In Hong Kong, up nearly 0.25%. In Shanghai, off nearly 1%. And in Europe, markets in the green as well. The London market, the FTSE, up nearly 0.5%. In Germany, up more than 0.75%. And in France, up nearly 1.5%. And oil in the U.S. is at $53.07 a barrel, which is up about 48 cents. A couple of stories before we begin this morning. The numbers coming out on jobs will be front and center for most economists today. We'll talk with Paul a little bit about that. Analysts forecasting anywhere from 180 to 190,000 new jobs in the jobs report. The unemployment rate ticking up 0.1% to 3.7%. Google is warning the U.S. that a ban on the Chinese tech giant Huawei could pose a risk to national security. Huawei uses the Google-owned Android operating system on its smartphones, and a ban could force the Chinese company to develop its own version. Google argues Chinese companies will become more self-reliant and threaten the dominance of American companies. Huawei was put on a trade blacklist in May, escalating trade tensions between the U.S. and China. President Trump's plan to weaken automotive pollution standards could have a devastating effect on the auto industry. A letter signed by 17 companies, including Ford, General Motors, Toyota, and Volvo, asked the president to reconsider his planned rollback of the Obama-era policy to increase mileage standards. President Trump's plan would essentially freeze the mileage standards around 37 miles per gallon. The automakers say that if that happens, there are to be lawsuits from many states who will continue to enforce stricter rules. And during all of this pending litigation, they say the U.S. auto market will be divided, causing untenable instability in a crucial manufacturing center. Let's begin this morning with Paul Nolte from Kingsview Asset Management in Chicago. Paul's an SVP and Senior Portfolio Manager at Kingsview, with us every Friday here on the Opening Bell. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
I don't know where we begin. It was a good week for the markets.
Let's it was a fabulous there. Week for the markets, and it really got kicked off with the confab that we had here in Chicago that had Jay Powell here along with some of the other Fed governors talking about interest rates and the markets and the impact of tariffs. And the thought coming out of those meetings was that the door is now wide open for a rate cut. As a matter of fact, the futures are pointing to an 85 to 90% chance that the Fed will cut rates in June, if not July. And that, again, because the markets do like very low or zero interest rates, got the markets rolling here.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk about interest rates, but there was also a lot of talk about perhaps, you know, staying where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Powell suggested that as well, that maybe we'll stay on the sidelines and not do anything.
No, that's true. And you know, unfortunately, the economists don't have a very good background in the English language, and we parse every sentence,
right,
every word, and for the nuanced meaning and so on, and it gets really deep into the weeds. But I think, again, they're concerned about the impact of the trade tariffs on U.S. growth, and we're certainly seeing slowing economic growth as a result of the tariffs. Global growth has slowed down. We got the trade numbers yesterday, which weren't fabulous, showing trade slowing down in both the U.S. import markets as well as export markets. So the Fed is concerned about that. My point to that is a Fed rate cut is not going to change the tariff landscape. And certainly there's rumblings that we're going to see increased tariffs between now and the end of the year. And no amount of rate cuts is going to change that dynamic, and we'll still see slowing economic growth as a result of the tariffs, regardless of what level the interest rates are.
People, I think, generally think, well, you cut interest rates, that's going to be a boost for the economy. History tells us that's not exactly the case, though, right?
Eventually it will be. But again, you know, we just go back to 2007, 2008, the Fed was cutting rates. We actually went to zero in September of 2008. And the markets continued down before bottoming in March of 2009. Same is true going back to the tech bubble in 2000 to 2002. Fed was cutting rates, but that didn't stop the equity markets from declining because it takes a while. You know, the Fed cuts rates today, it's going to be 6 months to maybe a year before we start to see that impact. So we're still not yet fully taking in the rate increase that we saw in December from the Fed. So to undo that now doesn't necessarily mean the economy turns on a dime here. So, think of it again as an aircraft carrier getting turned around. It takes a while to get that thing turned to 180 degrees.
And historically speaking, if we do cut rates, we're pretty low rates now, mm-hmm. historically speaking. What is the weapon? What weapons does the Fed have if there is a need for more of that, let's say, 2 years from now?
Yeah, the Fed now has a much bigger toolbox than they used to, and it used to be just Fed funds. We cut Fed funds and we're done. Now with the advent of quantitative easing, and we've seen a little more creativity on some of the central banks around the world, they will have that option of going out and buying bonds in the market as they did with quantitative easing 1, 2, and 3. So it's very possible that they come back into the market, expand their balance sheet in an effort to get rates low, keep rates low. They've opened the door, although they have not said it very much publicly, but the door is now open for them to actually go out and buy equities in the U.S. market. So Japan is already doing that. So you may see a much bigger fingerprint in the financial markets here in the United States if we go into a recession and the Fed kind of looks around going, all right, we're kind of out of our bullets at this point. What do we do next? Those are some of the next steps that may occur.
In the short term, we look at the markets to see what they might do today ahead of Monday when the Mexican tariffs could be put into place. There's some question about whether that's going to happen or not. What are the markets being in the green telling you about how Wall Street feels about the Mexican tariffs?
Well, right now that we're getting a rally the last day or two because the thought is, at least we're hearing rumblings from both sides, that we're going to delay or postpone. Mexico has done some work over the last couple of days to increase the border strength and some of the work down there. So the U.S. is looking at it from the perspective, okay, you're coming toward me. Maybe we'll roll those back here a little bit. And the equity markets are certainly, with tariffs at least, putting them on the back burner for a little while, gives them the opportunity to rally here. And I think the combination of that along with the Fed has given us really a very good rally this week.
Yeah, and behind the scenes, though, companies, big companies like Mondelez International and some of the other big companies we talk about regularly based here in Chicago in the suburbs, they're telling the White House, don't do this. The Mexican tariffs will hurt us in a big way.
It will, because Mexico right now is our largest trading partner. It's no longer China. And there's a huge amount, especially in the auto industry, certainly food. It goes back and forth between the U.S. and Mexico. We have a lot of instances where companies have operations in Mexico and sending stuff to the U.S. for finishing up and sale in the U.S. and around the world. So it may become intercompany transactions that are occurring across the borders that would be subject to those tariffs. And what we're seeing in the trade numbers is we're seeing some trade move away from China. Our trade deficit with China is less. But as a result of it, we're now having higher trade deficits with other countries as we move those sources of production to other countries and away from China. So we haven't necessarily solved our trade deficit. It's just moved to different areas around the globe.
Paul, hang on. We're going to continue our conversation with Paul Nolte this morning here on the Friday edition of the Opening Bell. When we come back, we'll talk about the jobs report. It's Jobs Report Friday. We haven't even gotten to that part of our conversation yet. We'll do that after we check business headlines and traffic at 521 on WGN. First to WGN Traffic Central. Mary Vanderbilt's watching the ride into work this morning. Good morning, Mary.
And good morning. Traffic is sponsored by Walgreens. First off, we have a fire on the south side. It's 47th is actually it's in Michigan near 111th. CTA number 34 and South Michigan and the 119th buses are being rerouted. This is at a building. Looks somewhat like a warehouse on the far south side. Also on the south side, 47th is closed between Damon and Ashland until Monday for Fiesta back of the yards. Some road work continuing outbound 57 at 167th just until 6 o'clock. Otherwise, no delays on the rest of the area expressways or tolls. At Walgreens, you can get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies and download tools to help you stay on track. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mayor Vandeville, WGN Traffic Central.
Dine out on hand-cut Black Angus steaks and fresh fish at Jameson's Char House, and you'll agree with Orion in saying,
I love this place.
Tell us your favorite Jameson's dishes to win a $50 restaurant gift certificate at WGNradio.com/contests.
Hi, it's Wendy Snyder here. Are you currently taking a daily probiotic? Well, you should be, and not just any probiotic. Take the world's best. It's Natron's Healthy Trinity. My family and I take Natron's Healthy Trinity every morning. Here's the Natron difference. Decades ago, Natron was founded by Natasha Trenev, the mother of all probiotics. She's a 50-year veteran in the field of probiotics, and her company guarantees 100% potency for all their products. They meet the highest international standards for quality, safety, and manufacturing. And Natron's probiotics come with 30 years of focused, rigorous scientific research and technology from leading scientists and researchers in the field of probiotics. While the industry of probiotics has exploded, they're not all created equally. Natron's Healthy Trinity is serious probiotics for people who take their health seriously. Go to Natron.com or the probiotic cooler section at Whole Foods, Fruitful Yield, or your favorite health food store. That's Natren.com, Natron's Healthy Trinity. Others promise Natron and delivers.
Right now at Feldco, get free installation on your new roof.
Call 866 for Feldco.
That's right. Get free installation on your new roof. We'll make your project even more affordable with no interest for 1 year. We've been improving Chicagoland homes for over 40 years, and it's the perfect time to let Feldco replace your old roof. Hurry, free installation at Feldco won't last long. Call now.
Call 866 for Feldco.
For that family reunion or company get-together, you can do the usual picnic, softball game, stand around, talk about work or crazy Uncle Mark, or you could plan a cruise down the Mississippi on the Riverboat Twilight. Go to riverboattwilight.com and plan a 90-minute or day-long cruise. There's even an overnight excursion to Dubuque with meals and beverages and shore excursions. Embark from the Quad Cities. That's a quick trip down I-80 and then get far away on the Mississippi. Cruise the Mississippi this summer. Visit riverboattwilight.com, riverboattwilight.com.
The pulse of our community flows through all of us. It propels you to explore your passions, serve your neighbors, and build new connections. It reverberates with meaning and force, propelling forward the lifeblood that connects us. But what if one day the pulse stopped? We are Versity, Blood Center of Illinois. We're driven by the urgency of our work and inspired by the generosity of our donors. It's our privilege to safeguard these gifts and ensure they go to where the need is greatest in our community. There is no substitute for blood. It is precious, it is perishable, and the need for it is vital. Your blood donations keep the pulse of our community strong. Schedule your donation at versity.org or call 800-72-GIVE. Together we are a beacon of hope.
A beacon of hope, a beacon of hope, a beacon of hope.
This week on Chicago's Best, things are getting out of control, from the spiciest wings to the biggest burger. It is Chicago's Best Outrageous Eats, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, a couple of stocks of local interest. Mondelez International up nearly a percent yesterday at $53.46 a share. The Kraft Heinz Company up nearly a half a percent at $28.62. This is the opening bell on 720 WGN.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Beyond Meat sizzled with its first ever earnings report. The company that sells plant protein says sales climbed by 215% from year to year. After hours trading brought its share price to almost five times its IPO price. Brian Clark, ABC News.
You're listening to the opening bell on 720 WGN.
We're back with Paul Nolte this morning from Kingsview Asset Management in Chicago. Paul, it's jobs report Friday. The ADP report earlier this week was surprising to a lot of folks. The estimate was for 173,000, I believe. It came in at about 23 or 27,000.
Mm-hmm.
What are we expecting for the jobs report today, government jobs report?
The government jobs report, the estimates for about 180. We're going to take the under, but 180 to 190,000. The average for the last few months has been over 200. The average for the last year has been right around 200, and so we've been very consistent there. The ADP numbers were a little light on the manufacturing and some of the other sectors, but it actually sits in opposition to the ISM reports and some of the other bigger economic data points, which do highlight employment. And those reports actually looked fine. So we won't see, I would be shocked to see contraction in the number this morning. But I think probably 150, 180 is reasonable. There's a lot of noise in the number. So if it's much below 130, much above 220, then I think you'll see a much larger market reaction. But I think if you're in that zone, it'll be considered a meat number as opposed to a wildly divergent number.
I want to hit a couple of things here before we run out of time. We haven't touched really on the bond market at all. What's going on in the bond market this week?
Well, the bond market, actually, surprisingly enough, with the equity markets rallying, you would expect bonds to be selling off and yields rising. That's not the case. Bonds are rallying right along with stocks, which is kind of unusual in this environment. And their thought is, again, inflation's not an issue. The Fed's going to be coming in and cutting interest rates. We still have an inverted yield curve from basically 1 year on in compared to, say, 15-year bonds. You can buy a one-year bond and get a higher yield than buying a 15-year treasury at this point. And what the bond market is telling you is that there is a rising risk of a recession between 6 months and 18 months out. And as long as the yield curve is inverted, that is the message of the bond market. The thought also is that if the Fed cuts rates, that will reduce that inversion. So they will bring down those short-term rates. And that's why we're now looking at the possibility of a recession somewhere in the next year or so.
The U.S. 10-year at 2.127.
So that's that low number that you were talking about.
Right, and it's actually higher in the 3 and 6 months. It's actually about 2.25% 3 and 6 months, and that's that inverted yield curve.
So do we make any changes in our portfolio given all of this, or sit tight?
Well, you know, we've been reducing a little bit on the equity side, and we've been increasing the bond side, and we've been doing that over the last 2 to 3 months, and we're still concerned that the equity markets are going to be subject to the whims of tariffs, whether good, bad, or indifferent. And it's very hard for us to kind of model that because it's really more of a game of chicken. It's either off or it's on, and the markets react violently in both directions. Until we get a resolution with China, we're more apt to be a little bit more conservative in our equity exposure and a little bit more aggressive in our bond exposure, and just playing a safe game for a while until we see some resolution to this. Then we should start to see economic growth pick up both in the U.S. and globally. But until then, I think we're going to be under kind of a wet blanket for economic growth, and that's going to eventually, I think, impact the equity markets in a negative fashion.
Paul, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
They can continue the conversation. They can drop me an email at pnolte@kingsviewam.com.
We appreciate you coming in, and as always, have a great weekend.
We'll do so. Thank you.
Paul Nolte from Kingsview Asset Management in Chicago. This is The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Hi, this is Catherine Davis from Chicago Inno with today's Inno Minute on WGN Radio, a rundown of all the Chicago innovation and tech news you need to know. Chicago startup Arturo, a real estate data and analytics company spun out of American Family Insurance, has raised a seed round of funding as it looks to become a standalone business. Terms of the investment were not disclosed, but the round was led by Madison-based AmFam. Arturo uses artificial intelligence and deep learning to create satellite, aerial, drone, and ground-level images that allow real estate professionals to accurately assess physical property characteristics. That's today's Inno Minute from WGN Radio. Learn more at ChicagoInno.com and sign up for The Beat, our daily email newsletter.
It's that season in Chicago where you're walking around neighborhoods with a red Solo cup. It's Street Fest season.
Lauren Lapka's got a complete rundown of the best of the best.
I like that.
That was smooth.
And if that's not enough, the nation's largest rooftop bar rolls out the Carnival Wagon.
RoCon with Anna DeVlantis. Chicago's conversation is on 720 WGN.
If you've got knee pain, I hope you know to go to the Joint Relief Institute. This is John Williams, and I've been telling you that for a while. But please note that the Joint Relief Institute is about joints, not just knees. The Joint Relief Institute treats, for instance, shoulders, too. Does it hurt when you reach up into the kitchen cabinet to grab a plate? Or when you take off your T-shirt, does putting your arms in the air cause you pain? Now, you could just never eat off a plate or take off your T-shirt, but then no one would come to your dinner parties. The Joint Relief Institute in Orland Park and Oakbrook will scan your shoulder, see where your joint's compromised, and painlessly put a lubricant into that spot. It's a pain-free, non-surgical procedure, and they've got an insurance expert to make sure you get maximum coverage. I predict your every day will be easier, and your parties are really going to pop what with you using plates and all. Call 708-888-0000. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain. Hey, it's John Williams. Spring's a great time to look at new windows and doors. I'm recommending Nextdoor and Window. We had them install beautiful, energy-efficient Marvin windows. Call today for 40% off installation of windows and doors with 18 months interest-free financing. Call 1-800-NEXT-DOOR or go to 1-800-NEXTDOOR.com.
Nextdoor and Window, thousands of options, one perfect fit.
You can make your dad's dream come true. Lamborghini, Bentley, Ferrari. With Prestige Exotics Rentals, your dad's dream of driving a luxury sports car can become reality. Golf balls, socks, a wallet. Come on. This Father's Day, give your dad something truly memorable. A one-day rental from Prestige Exotics. Imagine the smile on dad's face when he's cruising around in a fully loaded Rolls-Royce or Lamborghini. Let your dad live like a king. Visit PrestigeExotics.com. That's PrestigeExotics.com. Prestige Exotics, the perfect Father's Day gift.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Still ahead here in the opening bell, Brian Summers will be here from Skift.com. There's some more news about the 737 and 737 MAX. We'll hit some other airline and travel news as well right after the news. Sponsored by Gilkey Window Company, here's Vic Vaughn.
Chicago firefighters have called for additional engines to help battle this fire on South Michigan Avenue. It appears to be a commercial building. It's near 112th. No injuries reported. There are road closures. Mary Scott covered in traffic. That report next. First, the U.S. government has ended a program that allowed for the training of Turkish pilots on the U.S. Air Force's F-35 stealth fighter jet. Current class of Turkish fighter pilots is being allowed to complete that training. But officials in Washington have told their counterparts in Turkey not to send any more pilots. It's conducted at Luke Air Force Base in Arizona. It's over Turkey's recent order of Russia's S-400 air defense system. Two U.S. officials tell Reuters the decision could be reversed at some point in the future. It had a smash hit IPO. Now a company that produces meat alternative food has again exceeded Wall Street's expectations. Beyond Meat hit the street about a month ago. Its share price closed up 163% on day one. And we're getting a look at its first earnings reports. It's still unprofitable, but it's beating expectations. Beyond Meat reports revenue of $40.2 million. That's better than the forecasted $39 million. First quarter losses were $6.6 million. That is an improvement over the same period last year, and enough to beat forecasts as well. WGN Sports now. Here's Dave Ennett.
It's advantage St. Louis in the Stanley Cup final. The Blues one win away from their first cup ever after winning in Boston 2-1. They win the cup at home Sunday in Game 6. After a day off, the White Sox back in action tonight in Kansas City. Sox 0-2 on the road trip so far, but set to take on the Royals, who've lost 6 in a row, 9 out of 10, and 12 of 14. Tonight's game on WGN at 6:40. So far, the home team has won every game between the Cubs and Cardinals. That bodes well for the Cubs. You get the Cardinals at Wrigley Field this weekend. Cubs swept them there last month. The Cubs are coming off a 3-1 loss to rookie pitcher Peter Lambert and the Rockies. Cole Hamels against Miles Michaelis in the series opener today. Now that the Cubs have signed Craig Kimbrell, the other remaining big-name free agent is pitcher Dallas Keuchel, but apparently not for long. He's reportedly set to join the Atlanta Braves on a 1-year, $13 million deal. Klay Thompson's expected back, but Kevin Durant remains out for Golden State tonight in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Toronto up 2-1. The Eagles have signed quarterback Carson Wentz to a contract extension. The Bears begin their 3-day 100 celebration tonight in Rosemont. French Open tennis, men's and women's semis coming up today. I'm Dave Ennett, WGN Sports.
I am an authorized to tell you some big news today. Walter E. Smith is having their private VIP friends and family sale. This event is not open to the public, but you, my listeners, are getting this exclusive invitation. This is their best sale of the year. First, grab a $500 coupon at smith.com/ROE, R-O-E. That's smith.com/ROE, R-O-E. Then take up to an additional 25% off your order. And Walter E. Smith's designers are complimentary. That's right. You get free design expertise and guidance with your purchase. You don't want to miss this ultra-private, ultra-exclusive invitation to the Smith VIP Friends and Family Sale Complimentary Design Service. $500 off your purchase right off the bat with your coupon, plus up to 25% off. Hurry, sale ends June 9th. Head to smith.com/ROE. That's Smith, SMITHE.com/ROE, R-O-E. Get your exclusive coupon, then stop into any of the 10 Chicago area Walter E. Smith showrooms.
Is your AC ready for the season? Right now with ABC, get your ultimate AC tune-up for just $89. With an ultimate AC tune-up from ABC, you can consider it cool with our no-sweat guarantee. Consider it convenient by scheduling an appointment that fits your schedule, and consider it a savings with lower energy bills and extending the life of your AC unit. Schedule today at 4abc.com. That's the number 4abc.com. ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Consider it done.
Apple Vacations is celebrating its 50th anniversary with 50% more wow. Mexico, the Caribbean, Hawaii, and Central America. Everything's on sale. Save big. Call your favorite travel agent or visit applevacations.com today.
Starting a home improvement project can be stressful and challenging. More than 20,000 Chicagoland homeowners have trusted Bill Conforti at Cobblestone Development with all their home improvement projects. Kitchens, baths, windows, siding, and more. Bill and his project managers work with all the professional trades needed to ensure your project is done on time and within budget. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Cobblestone Development offers great design, quality products, and expert installation. And right now, you'll save 20% on all your home improvement projects. That's right, 20%. And we have affordable financing options. Hurry, offer ends soon. Visit cobblestonedevelopment.com or call 773-661-0606. 773-661-0606. Cobblestone Development, Chicagoland's premier home remodeler.
Remodel your home with Cobblestone.
A quick look at the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk numbers. We've been watching mostly higher global trading during these overnight hours. It was a bit mixed in Asia. Tokyo and Hong Kong managed modest gains. Shanghai dropped more than 1%. But higher trading so far this morning across the Eurozone. Britain and Germany now approaching gains of 1%. France is up more than 1%. And U.S. futures point to opening gains as well. Later this morning on Wall Street, Dow futures up 75 points. WGN traffic, Mary Vanneveld.
And with this fire activity going on at a building on the far south side, Michigan between 115th and 111th is blocked off. CTA number 34 South Michigan and the 119th buses are both being rerouted. Edens, Kennedy are okay along with the Eisenhower. The inbound Stevenson's up to a half hour from the tri-state with delays. Harlem into Kedzie, inbound Ryan 18 from 95th. 57 clearing some outbound road work at 167th. No problems on any of the tollways. South side 47th is closed between Damon and Ashland until Monday for Fiesta back of the yards. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vanneveld, WGN Traffic Central.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, starting partly cloudy this morning with some patchy fog at the lakefront, but eventually sunny skies today. Highs near 80 inland will stay in the 60s at the lakefront. Patchy fog rolls back in at the lakefront after sunset, and the skies remain clear elsewhere overnight. And that's how we'll start Saturday morning. Sunny. We'll see clouds build again by Saturday afternoon. Again, low 80s inland Saturday, mid-60s at the beaches. Right now it's mostly cloudy, 56 degrees. At O'Hare, it's partly cloudy and 55 at the lakefront. I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and these are the stories that matter on 720 WGN.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Friday edition of The Opening Bell. We turn now to travel and aviation. Our conversation, regular weekly conversation with Brian Summers, who's Senior Aviation Business Editor for skiff.com, with us now via Skype from Los Angeles. Brian, I want to begin with the 737 MAX. We saw some news this week that there may be a parts problem on the regular 737. 737 MAX is still grounded. Give us an update on where things stand right now with this aircraft.
Yeah, Steve, Boeing has had some bad press over the past couple of months, and it's hard to separate, you know, what is truly real and what we should be conscious of safety-wise, and, you know, what we're paying more attention to now than we would have been a few months ago because the 737 has been in the news. But I can tell you that I was at a big airline conference over the last weekend in Seoul. All the big airline CEOs were there. So you may remember, Steve, I said on the show a few weeks ago, U.S. airlines were pretty optimistic that this airplane would fly again by, say, early August. Technically, that's still what their schedules reflect. But there's some sentiment out there that this is going to take longer. So Emirates President Tim Clark said at this conference in Seoul, he would be surprised if the airplane flies again anywhere by Christmas. But he's a pretty knowledgeable guy who's been around the industry for decades. So that's one thing that people were talking about at this conference. Another thing is just this idea that regulators in various countries now, Steve, are going their own way. So it used to be with an airplane like the 737 built in the United States by Boeing, if you were a regulator in Europe or in Asia, you would defer to the FAA. You would say the FAA knows this airplane as well as anyone. And when the FAA clears the airplane, we in China, we in Europe, we're going to clear it on the same day. There's a belief now that Europe is going to go its own way. China is going to go its own way. Maybe some other countries will go their own way. And you have to remember that aviation is a global business. And, you know, sometimes these planes fly domestically, but sometimes they fly internationally. And people are very worried in the industry that we're going to create, or they're going to create, sort of a patchwork of regulation, and they would really prefer that all these regulators prefer to be on the same page, not just for the MAX, but for whatever happens in the future.
So how's this all going to play out in the wash? Are there any talks and to try to maybe forestall some of this, or is this just going to be the new normal?
Well, we don't know if it's going to be the new normal long term, but we have a pretty good idea that this is going to be the way it is for the MAX. You may remember that regulators in various countries shut down the aircraft on different days, and the United States was one of the last countries to do it. And that's probably going to happen in reverse here, people in the industry say. So they expect the 737 MAX will be cleared in the U.S. first, and then, you know, one by one, other countries will move along next.
Should there be any distrust among the flying public in the FAA in all of this?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question, Steve. You know, we spoke with Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian at this conference in Seoul, and his airline doesn't fly the 737 MAX, but he's still interested in consumer confidence and what people think of the industry. And he sort of suggested that it would be a bad look to consumers if the United States approved the 737 MAX and no other countries did. So American, United, Southwest could all be allowed to fly the airplane, and people would say to themselves, wait a second, I can fly this airplane here, but if I fly to Europe, if I fly to China, I can't fly on the airplane. What do regulators in other countries know that the United States doesn't know? So, you know, there are a lot of airline executives out there that would prefer this airplane be cleared on the same day everywhere in the world. So consumers would say, okay, everyone agrees that this airplane is safe no matter where we are in the world, and now I'm ready to fly it.
And so to review, it looks like at least August before the MAX may be approved to go back up.
I'm smart enough, Steve, to not make a prediction on the radio anymore about when this airplane will fly again. But yeah, at least August, and people were saying it could be a lot longer.
You mentioned Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian there talking about the MAX. I know there's been, and we've been covering the trade issues with China very in depth. He had some thoughts about how the carrier is reacting and not only reacting, but faring from the trade war with China. What did he say?
Yeah, Delta CEO said business in China is pretty good. You wouldn't necessarily think so, but he said the trade war is not affecting passenger demand between the United States and China. Business travelers are still flying. People are still buying business class tickets. You know, Delta isn't necessarily the biggest U.S. airline in China. United's pretty big as well. You know, so far, so good. He did also say that the cargo business is slowing down. So people may or may not know that airlines have a pretty good business transporting cargo between, you know, the United States and other places in the world in the belly of the airplane. And he said it has slowed down globally and between the U.S. and Asia.
Did he offer any reasons why that would be? Is that directly related to the trade issue?
He seemed to suggest that it is directly or indirectly related to the trade issue. That's one thing. And then the other thing is more boring than that, Steve. I think there's just overcapacity in the cargo world. I mean, you can imagine that every single wide-body airplane in the world has cargo belly space, and there's a lot of it. And then you add, you know, FedEx and UPS, and there's a lot of capacity right now.
You know, and something that Delta investors would probably want to be focused on is what Mr. Bastian says about his long-term plans for China and his long-term outlook about business with China.
Yeah, I mean, one interesting thing just overall that Ed Bastian said is he said, you know, Delta is about a 100-year-old company. The last 100 years were about the North American, the domestic market, and the next 100 years is going to be about international. He's very bullish on Asia. Right now, Delta is funneling a lot of passengers through Korean Air's hub in Seoul. But he said eventually, they might have a closer tie up with China Eastern and Shanghai. So he's excited about the future of Asia. You know, we'll have to see, right? Executives have been saying for a long time Asia is the future. It certainly is a good market now. But maybe hasn't been as robust as folks had hoped.
Brian, one of the other stories you've been reporting on is the CEO of KLM and Air France may be in the market to buy a new airline.
Yeah, Steve, people may or may not know this, but Air France, KLM is one company, two airlines, one company. And even though that these airlines merged in 2004, they're having a tough time integrating the airlines so that the French government wants something, the Dutch government wants something. And it's just the combined company is underperforming and has been for a long time, other airline companies in Europe. As a result of that, Air France KLM has not gone on the buying binge that a lot of other airlines have gone on. So British Airways has bought, their parent company has bought a lot of other airlines. Same with Lufthansa. They have bought a lot of other airlines. Spoke with Air France's KLM CEO in Seoul. He's relatively new. And he said, you know, it's time for us to go on the offensive. Maybe we're going to go out there and buy another airline or two like the other strong airlines in Europe.
Did he give any indication of what might be on the table, what he might be eyeing?
He did not say what he would be eyeing, Steve, and we'll have to see whether it happens. As I mentioned, Air France KLM is not in the best shape, and there are definitely analysts out there that think, you know, why don't you fix what you have before you go on a buying spree? But who knows? Maybe they'll do it.
All right, Brian. Good conversation. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Brian Summers is Senior Aviation Business Editor at Skift.com. That's at Skift on Twitter. Make sure you follow Brian as well. At Brian Summers. Brian was with us every Friday here in the opening bell. Coming up, Orion Samuelson, but right now at 5:49 here on the opening bell, let's pause to update traffic. Mary Vandeveld's watching the ride into work. Mary?
And crews are still on the scene of the serious fire at a building on the south side, and Michigan between 115th and 111th is blocked off. CTA number 34 South Michigan and 119th buses are still being rerouted through the area. And just got word, CTA red, purple, and yellow lines are standing at Howard due to some signal problems there. Watch for delays once they get up and running once again. Also closed between Damon and Ashland, 47th Street on the south side until Monday for Fiesta back of the yards. Outbound 57 roadwork now cleared at 167th, just starting to build on the inbound Stevenson, about 36 in from the tri-state delays Harlem to Kedzie. Not too bad on the Edens, the Kennedy, Eisenhower, slight delay Mannheim into 1st, and the Ryans up to 22 minutes from 95th into downtown. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
The time has come. We're giving away the Pucks in Prague trip. It's Steve Cochran's European vacation, and you're coming along. It's going to be fun. 7:40. Are you going to win?
Cochran gives away the Blackhawks trip later this morning on 7:20 WGN.
Hello, goodbye, girl.
Hi, everyone. It's Judy Pilak, the Goodbye Girl, sponsored by Goodwill. Having a graduation party this month? Well, no need to break the bank on decorations. Just head over to Goodwill. A school desk makes the perfect display to showcase your graduates' pictures, achievements, and, of course, that diploma. Decorate it with a stack of books and even book pages. You can just tape them together to drape around the desk or cover the entire desk. There are also loads of free printables online to use as decorations. The banners are really nice. You can just print out the letters or numbers, cut them to size, punch holes in the tops, and then string some twine through them to hang anywhere. And don't forget that graduation cap to cap off your graduation display. For more great tips, check out this month's Goodbye Girl at WGNRadio.com.
There's an amazing supper club in Wisconsin Dells, Ish Nala. Nestled among the pines and perched above the sandstone bluffs of Mirror Lake. The beauty, the history, the service, the food, the fun. Hi, this is Bob Prosser, owner of Ish Nala Supper Club in Wisconsin Dells.
I have been a part of Ishnala for 30 years, and I am so proud to continue the tradition that began in 1953. Why not enjoy a brandy old-fashioned in one of our bars, each with a spectacular view overlooking Mirror Lake, or just relax before or after dinner on one of our outdoor decks? Our Ishnala chefs have prepared your favorites, 24-ounce ribeye, cold water lobster tails, North Atlantic salmon, and of course, Ishnala's roast duck. Thank you for making Ishnala Wisconsin's favorite supper club, where the only thing we overlook is Mirror Lake. I'm Bob Prosser, and I want to serve you.
Gonna be free.
Norwegian Cruise Line's Take All Free sale is here. Book now and get all free offers. Free unlimited open bar, free specialty dining, free Wi-Fi, and friends and family sail free. And free shore excursions to explore destinations like Alaska, Europe, and the Caribbean. Plus, get free or reduced airfare on select cruises. Visit NCL.com, call your travel professional, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Ships Registry, Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
The Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic in Downers Grove offers a comprehensive, patient-centered healthcare experience at their dental institute, family medicine clinic, speech-language institute, physical therapy institute, and eye institute. At their clinics, you will receive exceptional care from a team of highly qualified faculty and students. Learn more at mwuclinics.com or call 630-743-4500. That's 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for health care.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, futures are pointing toward a positive open on Wall Street later this morning. Dow futures are up 84 points. NASDAQ and S&P futures up a third to a half a percent. Let's get an update now on agriculture and commodities. Orion Samuelson is with us this morning. Good morning, Orion.
Well, good morning to you, my friend. And the talk, of course, in the agricultural community centering on the talks with Mexico, because Monday is the deadline for the president to start adding to the tariffs on some of the Mexican products. But Vice President Mike Pence said yesterday he was encouraged that Mexican officials were willing to do more to curb migration flows into the United States, but the final decision would be made by President Trump, who would decide if they went far enough to avert the threatened tariffs. Pence was in York, Pennsylvania yesterday. Said the president wanted to see decisive action from Mexico, and the president would be the one to decide whether to impose the tariffs on Mexican goods over the issue on Monday. So we continue to watch that one. And we got a little drier weather this week, and so I think we're going to see pretty good planting progress finally in the report Monday. But I have to tell you, Steve, I forget what night it was, about Tuesday night, maybe when the thunderstorm late, well, about 1 o'clock in the morning moved through, I got 2.5 inches in my rain gauge here in Huntley in 45 minutes.
Wow.
It was just a horrendous downpour, and that's the kind of thing that really has kept farmers out of the field.
Yeah, and I suppose the good news in the forecast, and the ag forecast may be a little bit different, but it looks like we're going to have a sunny, warm weekend, maybe in the 80s by Saturday in some places, so that'll help dry things out.
Help dry things out, and it will also help the emerging corn, because we're beginning now to see rows of corn in quite a few of the fields across the Midwest, and so that heat is what we need now. We need degree day units, as we call them, and we need that so that the seed that's been sitting in mud will get, as you say, dried out and also begin to get the degree day units that we need to get it to start growing.
We will obviously be tuned in tomorrow for the morning show. What do you have on the program?
Well, one of my favorite analysts over the years, he's been at it for a long time, Richard Brock of Brock Associates in Milwaukee. He's one of those speakers who flies his own airplane to various events, and he flew down from Milwaukee to chat with us, and so we're going to talk to him. And then the other story, bacon is back. We, for years, for decades, traded frozen pork belly futures, which is ultimately bacon that's kept in storage. But, Steve, the demand for bacon has grown to the point now that we don't have a seasonal market for it. We use it the year round. And so they discontinued frozen pork bellies because of that seasonality. And now we're bringing back a bacon index. So we're going to talk to Fred Seaman at the CME Group about the contract and how it will work and who will use it.
Sounds good. We'll and keep everybody updated on the bacon index. I love it.
Okay, sir.
Orion, have a great weekend.
You too.
Orion Samuelson with us. Make sure you tune into the morning show tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock right here on 720 WGN. Now the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for Friday, June the 7th. Obviously, the jobs and unemployment numbers due out for May this morning. Analysts are forecasting anywhere from 185 to 990,000 new jobs in the economy, with the unemployment rate ticking up 1/10 to 3.7%. Average hourly earnings are predicted to rise 0.3% over April and 3.3% over May of last year. Also today, the wholesale trade numbers are out. We'll get a report on consumer credit. Only one Fed speaker out on monetary policy today. That would be Mary Daly. Nothing on the earnings calendar today. The earnings will resume next week. Just some of the things that could move the markets on this Friday, June the 7th. That's the opening bell for this morning. Coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on 720 WGN. We'll be back bright and early on Monday morning with another edition of the opening bell. I'm Steve Grzanich. Have a great day.
Siding, windows, doors, leaking basements, roofs that need to be replaced. How about all those chipmunks messing up your yard? Well, no matter what's going on in and around your home, I can help. Join me, Lou Manfredini, for House Smarts Radio, Saturday mornings from 7 to 10 a.m.
Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio, brought to you by Ace, the helpful place. Tomorrow morning on 720 WGN.
Every business is different, with a different vision and different assets. Yet most banks offer the same ideas and the same one-size-fits-all solutions. At Associated Bank, we believe banks should offer different solutions for different businesses. It just makes sense.